Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturay, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I have one of our beautiful clients on the podcast, Annette. She's from Nebraska in the USA. She is 43 and she works in her family business. And she has lost a whopping 80 pounds. Like, it is just truly incredible. I was doing a podcast with Kathleen, her coach, about another client. And she just said, you have to see these results, Annette's results. And she's booked in for a podcast. I was like, it's incredible. Yeah. So anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I was always wanted to be on. I knew I kind of like when I started, I was like, maybe someday Kitty will have me on. So here we are. So
I love that. And you know, so many women, like when I sign them up, I talk to them, they say that to me on the mm-hmm. initial call. They're like, I really want to be interviewed on your podcast. And so many of them like you do, which is, it's so inspiring. And I love it so much. So anyway, let's get into it. Tell the listeners, like, what was happening in your life prior to joining the program, you know, diet, health-wise, body-wise, and what was the trigger for you to join?
Yeah. So prior to starting, I feel like I had been listening to like your podcast and seeing posts for maybe 6 months, close to a year. I had done all the things like Whole30 and keto and intermittent fasting. And I feel like, you know, I would lose weight for a little while. And then like it, once I, you know, stopped running or stopped training for something, it would come back. And then, about 3.5 years ago, I moved back to Nebraska. So I've been living in Minnesota. And then once I kind of got here, I would say I started eating more pro-metabolic, but I was just like all the fats and, you know, all of these things. And so I feel like I was eating, you know, good nourishing food. And I even, you know, have a background in nutritional therapy. And just so it's like I knew the right things, but then it wasn't, you know, I didn't have the body that I was really comfortable in. And I also, I think, had a lot of just stress in that time of life. And so I had just gained a lot of weight and I was just, you know, kind of miserable. And then I remember specifically it was in April. So, and it was Easter and I was at my sister's for Easter and everyone had left and I was hanging out with my nephew and he wanted to show me this tree swing that they had. And so you climb up these, you know, metal steps and then you swing the rope and then you grab it and then you like hang on and swing. And I'm not a huge fan of heights. And I was like, I wasn't confident in the strength of my arms. And so I had them like move the steps, you know, a little bit closer. And so when I finally went, the swing had a knot in it. It ended up getting stuck in the metal steps. So when I went to swing, it pulled them down like onto me and it like crashed into me. I got a huge bruise. It was terrible. And I just remember thinking like, if I had been more confident in like having strength to do the things that I wanted to do, like I wouldn't have been in that scenario. Like I wouldn't have, you know, had that huge debacle, you know, happen. And I think that was really the moment where I didn't want my body and like not having enough strength keep me from doing fun things with my nephews or being able to be active or do things, you know, like I wanted to with people that I care about.
Amazing. And so then how did you find us or me?
Yeah. So then, you know, I had kind of been like on the fence. And so right after that happened is when I booked like an intro call. And so I forget who I chatted with, but then on that call, We just kind of talked through things, and I knew, like this is what I wanted to do. And I remember she had asked, well, how much do you think you weigh right now? Because I hadn't weighed myself in forever. Because it's like, you don't do that. You don't want to, see that number. And so I was just like, oh, I guess, maybe like 180, 190 pounds. And then I remember, like, right after the call, I was like, well, I'm going to see how much I do weigh. And I stepped on the scale and I about had a heart attack. It said it was 229.6. I thought it was broken. I immediately called my sister-in-law and was like trying to get a hold of her because I was like, my scale has to be broken. Like, this number can't be right. Like, can I come over and use your scale? And she wasn't available, but I eventually realized like it wasn't the scale that was broken. It was just, I hadn't, known, kind of how far off track I'd gotten. So,
Amazing.
so
So
yeah.
amazing. Amazing. So talk about the results you've seen in the program. So start off with, how much weight you've lost and the muscle gain, and then any other sort of health improvements you've seen or mindset changes.
Yeah, so I started off at 229.6, and then just a couple weeks ago, I was at like 148.6, so like 81 pounds lost. I'm now in kind of like a dieting break, and so that's been lots of fun. But like I just got back from doing a week at camp, and I packed, all of my food because the last thing I want to do, is a camp with foster kids. And it's like, I'm going to be doing hard work where I'm like working with these kids. I'm not going to sleep as well. I'm going to be like stressed and all of these things. And it's like, the last thing I want to do is like not have protein and like nourishing food. So I pack all my food and I had a carrot salad every day. Like I was like in there, I travel, with my vegetable peeler so I can make carrot salads. And then I came back and I actually like weighed the same as what I did. I was like 148 this past weekend. And so I think that, I was also taking cascara at night, which I think really helped. So sometimes I help that, like when I take that when I travel, just to help, clear things out. I usually drink it with like decaf coffee at night. It kind of makes it like this like smoky, kind
I've
of
never
earthy
heard
coffee.
anyone do that with, like, I can't imagine a worse way to use cascara and ruin your beautiful coffee. I'm like,
No,
it's not a good taste. I don't reckon the cascara. Oh my
it's like
God.
a earthy vibe.
I'll just tell Emma, she'll laugh at that because we always joke around. Her husband hates the cascara, like they just can't deal with the taste. So we always joke around that he's soft. And yeah, I'm like, but it's not a great flavor, but it's very effective, the old cascara.
Yeah. So that was super helpful. Also, I feel like I didn't check in initially, and so all of my check-in data is from like 2 weeks in when I had already like lost weight and, dropped body fat percentage. But when I was chatting with Kathleen, she looked up my body fat percentage that I started with, and it was, I think, like 53.6, and I'm at 27. And so
Wow.
I've basically cut that in half, which is just kind of crazy.
It's
So,
incredible. That is so incredible. Fuck, wow.
yeah.
I'm excited for you now to like build some muscle and just keep going
Yeah.
with your body recomposition. But that is, it's huge. It is really huge. And what about, did you have any cycle issues, digestive issues, sleep issues, low energy, anything coming into the program? Or was that all pretty good?
It was pretty good. I, didn't have a ton of cycle issues, but now, I track my cycle. I know when it's coming. I don't have symptoms. Like, it's great. Like, it comes and goes and I hardly notice it, which is so great. I love that. Sleeping has gotten better for sure. I also feel like I have better tools to help, like when I'm stressed at night. And I just because I have come to know like sleep is just so important. One big thing I would say that I've gained from the program is like I, grew up, I was a swimmer and I've done, different like challenges thing, and like and it's like I can, focus on the hard thing. I'm gonna get in and get it done, but I don't necessarily, I wasn't ever in tune with my body. It was like they were two separate things. And so I feel like this program has helped me to listen to my body and just know what my body is telling me. With Kathleen, like I, stayed really dialed in on food and, and workouts and steps and all of that. But then I would come up to like my weight would stall and I'd be like, oh, Kathleen, like what's going on? And, and a lot of times it was like me just like processing things and sitting, and just letting my body talk to me. My faith is a big part of my life. And so, just like praying and just asking like, what do I need, to work through? I know there was one weekend, it was leading up to my birthday, and I had, this was like the second year in the program, so I'd already, gone through, lots of weekends where I went away and ate off plan. But leading up to this weekend, it was like I was having all these like anxious thoughts. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense because I've done weekends away and I'm excited to hang out with family. And so Kathleen just encouraged me to, like sit with it, which is like, I hate, like that's like one of my least, I've come to understand the importance of it, but as I sat with it, I kept thinking back to a past birthday, like 4 or so years ago, where I had something happen where I didn't really have the voice to like share or like speak truth in a situation. And then I, kind of felt silence because of that. And it was like my body was remembering and I was feeling all of those anxious kind of thoughts again. And so then after processing through that, and then like sure enough, like right after that, I ha will have like a whoosh on the scale. And it's like a lot of times I feel like it was, like I was doing all, the things, but then for me, a lot of the times it was just processing and not just like stuffing things down because I th that was kind of my go-to. And so for me, it's really challenged me to, it's not just about, all the things, but like working on myself throughout this, I would say, has been a big part of the journey.
I
So.
love that so much. Yeah, and it makes so much sense. I agree. It's like emotionally you need to process something and physically your body just releases. I get that too. Yeah, I love that. I think that's just some really great insight. And so can you talk about like the types of food you've been eating? Because I think a lot of people think, oh my God, like she's lost so much weight. She must be cutting out carbs and not eating sugar and, not eating boring, bland food.
So I think coming into this, my thought was like, I love food. I love to cook. I love all the things. And I would be like, I'm never going to eat the same thing 2 meals in a row, And so coming in, and meeting with Kathleen and like figuring out like, this is my plan. And I'm like, I have to eat this like, every day. Was really challenging just because, I feel like for me, a big part of who I am is being creative in the kitchen. And so, but what I've come to realize is just like how comforting it is to know like I can eat good food and I don't have to think or worry about it or spend, energy worrying about what am I gonna have for lunch or what am I gonna have for supper. And I eat great food. I think, I tell Kathleen like this is what I'm eating, and she is very, much regimented and repeating recipes. But it was fun to just, create new recipes and log them into the app, which is great. Like I've loved that. Lately, I've been loving like a savory oatmeal for breakfast.
Ooh,
So I
ooh.
make like a turkey sausage with breakfast sausage seasoning, and then add a little
Oh.
bit of milk to it to make it like a gravy, and then add it to oatmeal like right as it's done cooking, and then it's like breakfast sausage,
Yum.
savory oatmeal. So that's been a favorite. A lot of times I'll do like a shrimp with a carrot salad for lunch with like pickled onions, which I think
I
pickled
love pickled
onions
onions.
just,
I love
yeah,
pickled
it's so
onions.
good
Good
on carrot
one.
salad.
Yeah, I've never thought about that combination.
It's
Yeah.
really good. Yeah, really good. That's been my lunch kind of go-to. Trying to think. Oh, I know you love like lamb and like gyro meat, so
Love
I've
lamb.
done like gyro meat where you make basically a meatloaf with lamb and beef, and then
Mm.
you put it in the mixer so it's like pretty fine. You bake it like a meatloaf, and then once it comes out, you press it so it's more condensed, and then you can slice it, and then when you reheat it, it's like the crispy gyro meat.
Oh,
It's
yum.
so
You
good.
must be sound like you're a really good cook.
I
Yeah,
do
you're
like to
like,
cook, yeah.
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. No, but I love that because I think, you know, what I really, because I love food too and trying
Yeah.
different things and love big flavors. And I really like how I approach it is, yeah, I eat similar things week to week, but I just will change it up week to week and try new recipes and just, you know, like keep it simple. You know, I like to bulk prep stuff as well, which makes it doesn't have to, it can be flavorsome. You have carbs, but I feel like if you're cooking a million different things every fucking week, you're just like, oh God, this is stressful. It's too stressful. And you, I feel
Oh.
like you waste food as well because you're
Oh yeah, I
buying
hate wasting food.
lots of different, whereas you're like, all right, I'm just gonna, this is the menu for this week. And you eat that and it's like, then you just change it week to week. But sometimes I'll get onto a meal and be like, I just fucking love this so much. I'll eat it for like a month straight. And
Oh
then one
yeah.
day I'll wake up and think, oh, I can't eat this anymore. And I agree. Like the times, the very few times when I haven't done food prep, it's just a shit show.
It's
Like,
terrible.
yeah. And it is fun. It's like fun trying new recipes. And one of my favorites is from that Build a Plate guide. I'm sure you've seen that, the download with all the, I love the, like the chicken thigh marinades. I love a lot of like the sweet chili chicken is a favorite. Craig likes that too, and I love meatballs. Oh my God, I
Oh,
love
yeah, meatballs and
tzatziki.
rice, like a cheesy meatball and
Ooh,
rice and a little Greek yogurt in there too.
ooh,
That's
yeah,
what I packed with me this past week.
yum, yum, yeah.
And I travel a lot for my work, so a lot of times, I'll pack food and be gone for 3 days while I'm working, and
Yeah.
sometimes I bring food for my parents too, but it's, you can do it while you travel, and I think I used to, like whenever I had a road trip, it'd be like, oh, now I'm gonna eat out, or now I'm gonna get gas station snacks, and
Yeah.
then, you slowly just realize like when you feel as good as you do eating great food, why would I want to like not feel good as like all the time?
Totally. I totally agree. And it just takes a little preparation. And then, you know, it's not that you never eat out, but like we still eat out, but it's just occasionally. And or I should say that more recently, we've been eating out a lot in Thailand, probably too much and enjoying too much alcohol. But I've just, yeah, exactly. You just don't feel as good, you know, when you're eating all that beautiful, like fresh, easy to digest, delicious food, you sleep well. And yeah, it's so good. I totally agree with you. And then if you do go out, it's not a big deal. You know, you can make good choices and your body's fine. And so what about the training? How have you found doing the training online?
Oh, I loved it. I was scrolling back through like old videos that I saved, and just I started off at home, and I remember when I started, like I had like the adjustable weights that went up to like 50 pounds or something, and I was like, like I'll be able to do this for a long time, and like I don't want to go to the gym, like that's not me.
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method, but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're going to learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast.
And so, but then like I'm like 3 weeks in and Kathleen is like, yeah, we're gonna need to move you to the gym.
Too
And
strong.
yeah. And actually, so Kathleen and I both have the same undergrad degree. So we're both athletic trainers. And so that was super fun, like working with her, getting to, just connect with my coach about that. And but like, so I have grown up around sports. I used to be a swim coach full time, and so I've always been around like sports and athletes, but that was never, I mean, I was okay in high school, but I was never, great. And I was a thrower in college. I just kind of walked on. But like I'd never really lifted, for myself. And so, going to the gym, even though I feel like I probably do have more experience than most people, like it is, super intimidating. I remember when I first got like wrist straps to do a deadlift, like I watched the YouTube video on like how to put on wrist straps like 15 times. And I'm like, okay, like, I practice it at home and then I'm like, oh no, I need to like, how do I do this again? And it's like, but it was also, I think Kathleen really helped me just embrace the learning process. I'd ask a question and then she'd send me, like a YouTube video of like, what it looked like. And then after the second time, it was like, okay, like I can, like as an adult, I don't think we'd necessarily learn new skills, but just like problem solving, and just figuring out like, okay, I can look up a video on how there's a video out there on how to use wrist straps, And so that I think was a fun but also, challenging part of the process of just I've always loved being a learner, and so I think I embrace that. But yeah, I love the gym. I have a great gym that I go to. I did make a mistake like a couple weeks ago and I didn't have headphones in. And then this guy was trying to talk to me and he tried. So he finally showed up when I was doing deadlift and then he proceeded to tell me I was lifting like too heavy. And I'm like, okay, he's at the gym 7 days a week. He lifts for 3 hours a day and he doesn't eat meat. And I'm like, none of like, why would I want to listen to anything that you have to say? And oh, it's so annoying. But
That's fucking hilarious. I love it.
yeah.
Yeah, you're lifting too
So
heavy. Oh, just stick in your lane, buddy. Stick in your lane. Oh, that's so
yeah.
brilliant. I love it. And have you found it really helpful getting the video feedback on your lifts?
Yeah,
Yeah.
super good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel, yeah, like I, yeah, it's super helpful. And you know, it's again, like, it's like I've never videoed myself doing anything before, but then like you figure it out and you realize, like, you know, no one is really watching you, they're just watching themselves, you know. And then, you know, that was, you know, a new skill that I learned to do. Like, I learned how to like edit the little video clip and not have the sound on, and you know, like cut it down so it was just what Kathleen needed. And so that was for sure helpful in just figuring out, you know, what I needed to do and push, you know, as hard as I could. So
So some of the biggest objections, or I guess not objections, but the reasons why women are scared, I think, to start the program is, and I'm sure that you can relate to this and comment, is one, I feel that they've done so many restrictive diets before, and they're afraid that they can't commit to this and actually succeed and make the changes. What would advice would you give to a woman who was thinking that?
you know, I think a lot of people underestimate themselves. You know, like, it's easy to show up for other people. It's like if you have kids, it's like you want them, you would do anything you could to help them be the best version of themselves. And it's like, you know, like if you're meeting, you know, someone to go for a walk, it's like if you're gonna let that, you're not gonna let them down, but it's easy to let yourself down. And I think, you know, for me, like if I, you know, want to be the best version of myself to, you know, be that for other people, you have to, you know, make that shift. I think, you know, we all have hard pieces in our life, and sometimes we can choose those hard things and sometimes we can't, but I think any time you become, you know, more disciplined and have more, you know, order and not chaos is just helpful for you and those around you. And so, you know, recognizing that, yes, it might be, you know, overwhelming and hard, but it's also going to get easier because you're going to get better at it, and it's not going to be hard forever. You know, like that's, you know, one thing, you know, I feel like Kathleen helped me get through is like, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, doing this forever. You know, eventually I'm going to get to the point where I can be in maintenance and I can, you know, be more relaxed about things. And being able to, you know, I think you talked about it a lot of time, like imagine where you could be, you know, in 1 year from now and or 2 years from now. And that's like when I started, like that's kind of, you know, what kept me going. It's like I know it's going to be hard in the moment, but I don't want anything, you know, in my future. I don't want to miss out on what, you know, God has for me because I'm not, you know, diligent with what I can do right now. So.
I love that. I love that. And you're so right. It is more challenging at the in the beginning. And I think, you know, one of my mottos is consistent imperfect action. You know, it's you're never going to be perfect. You're going to experience the ups and downs. But if you can just stay devoted, I think devotion is the right word. And just, you know, if things don't go perfectly, which they never fucking will, just keep going. Keep staying devoted to the path and know that it's all part of your journey. And you're right, it does get easier. It does get easier. You've just got to persist. I'm like, just keep going. I always want to say that to all women, like, don't give up. Don't give up. Because it is so,
So,
yeah, like you feel so much better. I can't even imagine how you must feel now with 80 pounds less weight on you.
yeah. One of the other highlights for me for the in the 2 years was I had just joined the gym and I was walking. I was maybe like 3 months into the program. I'm walking on the treadmill, and it's like I don't know many people, you know, here in town. I don't know anyone at the gym. Well, across from me, this like girl walks by and she stops and is waving. And I'm like, who are you waving? Like, not me. And like, she's waving again. And she's like, hi, it's Grace. And I'm like, I don't know you.
Who the fuck are
And
you?
she's like from the Wednesday call with Kathleen. And I'm like, what? And so come to find out, like, there is another girl in town that, is on the Wednesday call. She lives in the same town as me, and she ended up joining the same gym as me. We live like 10 minutes apart, and so we got to know each other, and so we started like walking in the morning, and it was just like so great to have like someone to go through this with. And it's like we couldn't really have been more different. Like she's way younger than me. She's married and has kids, but yet we had like this shared, we had Kathleen as a coach. We were doing the program together. And so, a lot like, we spent walks, where we'd be like, it seems silly, but I'm worried about this. And then we'd talk through and then we'd be like, well, what do we think like Kathleen would say, And so it was just, so then we got like, okay, like we're gonna ask her a question. We're gonna see like how she responds, if we can guess how she's gonna respond. And so it was just really cool. I think yeah, that was a huge part, of just having, like I was totally not expecting to, I never would have met her without the program, and now she's one of my closest friends. So
Oh, that's so beautiful. I love that. How cool. I know it is pretty amazing. Like people will say to me, "Oh, I've just bumped into someone who's in your program and they're on the other fucking side of the world." Or like people like this so-and-so doctor or pharmacist or someone referred me to your program. So it's yeah, it is. I think we are making a big impact, which is so exciting. And finally, or not finally, but do you feel it's been worth the investment?
Oh, hands down. My mom did joke with me that like as I started the program, did I also start a savings account to like buy myself all new clothes, because I've literally had to buy, like, so
Boy,
it's like you
how
start the
many
program, but you also have to have the savings account too.
to buy the new clothes? How many dress sizes have you lost?
I was probably like a 14, 16, and now I'm like a 4 or 6. So I went from like extra large. Sometimes, I'd be like, I want the double extra large because it's bigger. And so now I'm in a lot of smalls, some extra smalls, and some like mediums. But like, Kitty, I've never been this size before. Like, maybe like in 8th grade, So it's just kind of crazy. But yeah.
One other question. A lot of women say to me that they feel better now in their 40s than they did in their 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel great. Like this past week at camp, like I was helping kids get up in the lake on these like floaty things, and it's like I had the strength to help them do that, and it's like I love, like I have, friends that talk about, like perimenopause and just symptoms. And it's like, I don't have any of those things. And it's like, I want them to have that this too, because it's like, it's not by accident that I'm not having any symptoms or hot flashes or anything. Like I feel great. I sleep great. So yeah, I mean,
So
I think
good.
it's easy to put off, and it's like, like when is the right, like I feel like there's never going to be the perfect time when there's not stressors and when there's not other like million things going on. It's just that, figuring out that you can make it work,
Awesome. And finally, if a woman was sitting on the fence about doing one of our programs, what would you say to her?
Oh, now is the best time. You will not regret feeling the best version of you. I don't think I said it to Kathleen like so many times, like it's just I never knew that there could be this better version of me. And I think, during the process, a lot of times I would, look back at older pictures, and I was really cautious of like I didn't want to look back at that version of me and be like, oh, like that was so terrible, or I can't believe I was like that, because like that was me too, and that's what got me to where I am today. I just think, being able to look back at those pictures with kindness and just realize like, just think of like what you don't know, that there's this better, version that feels great, that sleeps good, that can show up for your friends and for your family and, just be the best version of you.
I love
So.
that. I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your inspiring story, and hopefully it inspires a woman to take action. And if you're listening to this and you've been sitting on the fence, I'll pop a link below. You can book a free discovery call with the team to find out more about the program. And as always, share a screenshot on Instagram stories with your biggest takeaways and tag me KITTYBLOMFILD. And each month I give away a bag of premium collagen. And thank you so much, Annette. And I can't wait to see where you are in another 6 to 12 months. Love
Yeah,
to have
thank you
you
so
on
much, Kitty, for
again.
having
Oh, you're
me. Thank
welcome.
you.
I'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.